listening to Positively Incorrect with your host, Scott Cluthie, on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in line is 347-308-8478. And now back to Scott Cluthie and Positively Incorrect.
Great to have you out there live on a Sunday evening across America, around the world, here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host, Scott Cluthie, with Positively Incorrect. My guest, Dr. Carmen Hara. Coming up this Tuesday evening, two great guests, as tremendous guests during the week. You got to check out my shows Tuesdays and Thursdays as well, all live, 7 p.m. Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific. I have Donald Altman on, the author of The Mindfulness Code. He has a brand new book called The 1 Minute Mindfulness, 50 Simple Ways to Find Peace, Clarity, and New Possibilities in a Stressed Out World. And then a great, great half hour with Michael Michalico. Michael Michalico is a world-famous author on creativity. He's one of the most acclaimed creativity experts in the world. His latest book is Creative Thinkering. That's a combination, like Carmen said, of combining two words. Well, that's what Michael's done. He's combined thinking and tinkering, a creative thinkering, putting your imagination to work. He is a brilliant man. Wall Street Journal, many other great publications and experts around the world have endorsed the work of Michael Michalico. And looking forward to sharing that time with him. Also coming up, Patricia Bosworth, one of the most famous biographers in the world, has a brand new book on Jane Fonda. She's going to be joining me live all about her brand new book just released. I don't even know if it's in the bookstores yet. Jane Fonda, The Private Life of a Public Woman. And I've got lots of other great shows coming up as well. Tonight, it's wonderful to share time with the brilliant and insightful Dr. Carmen Hara. Carmen, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me, Scott. I'm so grateful to you.
It's great to have you out there. We're taking calls from listeners, but I want to remind you about Carmen's great book, Holiness, Embracing the Sacred Unity that Heals Our World. And her website is carmenhara.com, C-A-R-M-E-N-H-A-R-R-A, carmenhara.com. You can connect to Holiness there. You can find Holiness, the book, on the web as well, and find out so much great information. There's a great video there and other ways to connect with Carmen. She's on Hay House Radio now with her book from Hay House. Our next caller is from an 832 area code. 832. Let's see who's on the line this evening for Carmen Hara. 832. Who's this?
Hi, this is
Hello?
Donna.
Oh, Donna? Hi, speak up, Donna. We can barely hear you.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, how are you?
Good to hear your voice.
Hi. I was calling to see, I have, I've been in my current position at work, which I really wanted to be in healthcare in this field and this job. And I'm having some struggles that I'm not really sure I trust the individuals that I'm working for.
So the question is whether you should or shouldn't be. Is that the question?
What's the question?
I'm wondering if this is where I'm supposed to be and if I should trust the individuals that I'm reporting to directly.
I think you should be in this career. I think this is the right decision for you. I think you're on the right path. And I think you also feel inside you that you're on the right path. Do you agree?
Yes, I do.
I think trusting the individuals becomes less exciting. I think that's where the problem is. Most likely one of the person you report doesn't have the best of your interest. Do you agree with me?
Yes, I do.
So there's where the problem is. The problem is not within you. It's outside, is having to do with somebody who doesn't probably is right for you in terms of working. You know, you're not on the right wing. This is not a person on your side. This is somebody who's not helping you.
Do you see her maybe moving within another division in that company?
Yeah,
would
I think
help?
That moving to another division will be her best bet.
That would be, what I was considering, if I should do that just to protect myself.
Yeah, you should protect yourself. You should do it as soon as possible. I don't think you should say too much to this person because this is someone who's already enough angry, you know, it's hard to deal with angry people. But I think that, what did you say?
Oh, I agree. I was going to try and rectify this situation tomorrow by taking them to lunch, and I'm wondering if that was a bad idea.
I don't know how much you can sometime rectify. It's a beautiful idea. It's okay to do it. But I do see that you will change. I think that the most important thing is there anybody here with an M or a B name, Mary, Barbara, getting? Does any of this name resonate something?
Marie.
Marie, who's Marie?
That's Marie, who's in the other division I've been talking to.
Okay, so the Marie is the one helping you.
Right.
Marie, so you get help from the person from the other division, and it's a woman. The person you report to is a man?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's where the problem is.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Well,
I think I told you everything.
Yeah, that's what I was, I was just a little, because I really like the position, but I don't, and I don't want to change, but I don't feel like I'm in a great place right now, so.
But yeah, you will be. Don't allow this to intimidate you. Don't allow this to make you feel bad about yourself. Don't allow this to lower your self-esteem,
Right, exactly.
It's a challenge. It's a test. We get tested every day.
Right.
You have to be able to break through this.
Just like that spiritual test with Mara I was talking about.
Exactly. And you will do it, and it's going to be easier than you think. Regain
your
strength. Talk to Marie. You're going to get the other position. In a frame of 3 weeks to 6 weeks, everything is going to be better, so much better. And
there
the energy that you're facing right now, the block is the negativity, is going to go away, okay?
Okay. Okay, good.
That's good news,
good.
Donna.
That's exciting.
Okay, my
thank
Donna.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Love you,
Thanks
Donna.
Thanks for calling, Donna. We love hearing from you.
Thank you. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Okay,
love
bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. My guest is Dr. Carmen Hara, and we have open phone lines. I've got a couple calls on the line, but if you call right now, you may get through 347-308-8478. So many times, Carmen, it's so easy for us to take the things that happen around us and to internalize it as though there's something wrong with us, especially when we're a sensitive person. Isn't that the case?
Well, psychologically, that's what we do. It can be explained psychologically, If you understand the way we handle, feelings and emotion, then we can really, comprehend our own behavior. The problem with us is that we don't understand our own action many times.
Right. We don't know our own motivations.
Mm-hmm,
or we don't know ourselves well enough to understand what's ours and what's somebody else's.
And we operate on negative feelings all the time, like fear, low self-esteem, insecurity,
survival.
Previous experiences that were damaging us, constantly operating on a very sensitive territory in the mind when you don't have your strength in place.
We
when
can't afford to
power,
do that to anymore, can we?
But we are doing it, unfortunately, collectively. If you look at the mind of the planet, that's why we live in such an addicted world, and everybody's addicted to everything out of all these negative emotions.
Yes, indeed. Our call-in line is 347-308-8478. My wonderful guest this evening, dear friend, Dr. Carmen Hara. Next caller is from 415 area code. A 415 area code. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sophia. How are you?
Cynthia, good evening.
Hi, yes, hi, it's Sophia. But that was close.
Oh, Sophia, I'm sorry.
Yes. Congratulations on your show, Scott. And Carmen, I hope you get that reality show. The two of you will cause me to consider getting cable TV if you get on television.
Oh, there you go. A reason to watch.
Well, Sophia, your name means wisdom. So, did you know that your name means wisdom?
Yes, I did. And
so you're a very wise woman. So I think that that's why you listen to, shows on spirituality. And I think as much as you probably hate what's happening on television right now, if it's about a show with Scott, I don't totally believe you're going to get cable TV.
Now, you know, you made a prediction for me in March, Carmen.
Yeah.
You had asked me if I was thinking of going to a retreat, which I hadn't told you, and I was, and I did go. And you said that this would be a really wonderful thing, that there would be a really large shift for me, and that I would feel like these people were my family. And I just wanted to let you know that all of that which you said was true. It did come to pass. So, I wanted to share that with you.
Oh.
And then in July, I had another great surprise of finding some relatives that I didn't even know that I had on my grandma's side, who she was like my mom. So it's been, since May forward, it's just been pretty wonderful. And what I wanted to ask you about was, I had thought of going overseas, and I had talked with you about this. Someone that I was involved with is overseas, and I had to put that on hold because I have to do some medical things in the fall. And he and I are talking, and I just wondered if you see him coming this way.
Absolutely. Do you have a medical? Do you have like a medical procedure, like a surgery or something?
I'm thinking of doing something that's holistic, and it's called it's a medical oxygen. It's an oxygen therapy. Yeah.
Okay.
So
that would work very well.
It's very expensive, but I really have a good feeling about it.
No, it's really good. It's powerful. It's something that my, in the end, create a revolution in the field of medicine. I think it's not yet where it should be, this entire procedure, in terms of being patented or being everywhere. Do you agree with me?
Yes, but it's used more commonly in Europe.
That's what I'm saying. It's not everywhere. I don't feel it being here.
No,
I
it's
think
not
it's a,
as well known here, especially
but
in the more
be.
Medical
it
aspect.
It should be. It should
I agree
be
with you.
It's actually very, very good.
I
think
totally
it will
agree
be.
With you.
That will take probably another year and something for this to happen. But this person you're asking me will definitely come your way. Will definitely come.
Okay. Do you see this year?
This
oh,
year
okay.
around the holidays. Yeah.
Okay, around the holidays. Okay, we spoke last month, and I think that his schedule is becoming a bit freer. It certainly sounds like it's freer than mine. So,
it will definitely happen. Absolutely.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay,
that's
what I wanted to know. Do you see that he's thinking romantically about me?
Yes. Don't you know?
I love how she said, don't you know? Well, I have a sense.
If he comes here, he's thinking romantically about you.
Trust your sense. Trust your intuitive mind of yours.
Yeah. Trust your heart.
Trust your
heart
and your intuition.
Okay, sweetheart.
If you combine both, you know, you create that holiness. You know, you combine your intuitive mind, you know, with your rational mind, and your heart telling you. So put all those things together, and it's a big yes.
Okay. I'll pay attention to that. Yeah, I'm still more have that scientific side that wants proof sometimes.
Yeah, you want to analyze it.
Yeah, yes, yeah. And like Scott, you said, it's sometimes it doesn't happen when we necessarily want it to happen, but it does happen in divine timing. And I think that's the thing, you know. I think it says in the Bible, one day, like to God, a million years is like one day, but we're human. And, you know, 100 days is like 100 lifetimes to us, you know.
You know, yeah,
so
there's
true.
No rush. Your life, you know, your life is present and unfolding on perfect order.
Thank you. Thank you both so much. You're both wonderful.
You. You're terrific.
Love
thanks.
You.
It's good to hear
thank
from you. And
you.
Thank
love
you for
you
the
too,
confirmation
sweetheart.
On Carmen's great gift.
Yes, I definitely wanted to share that with her. And I love her so
thank
much.
You.
She's just the real deal.
Yes, she is.
God bless.
Thank you. You made
thank
my
you.
Night.
All
my
right,
week
so
and my year.
Take care.
And you make mine. Bye-bye.
Love
bye-bye.
You. You deserve it.
My guest, Dr. Carmen Hara, this evening live here on Positively Incorrect, your host, Scott Cluthy. Her website, carmenhara.com, CarmenHara, carmenhara.com. Check it out, her new book, Holiness, from Hay House. She's doing shows on Hay House Radio. Do you have some more shows coming up on Hay House?
I have every week a show, and I want to invite you on my show. So my Hay House Radio is every Thursday between 11 to 12. And I'm really excited to have so many people listening to my show, Scott. That's so exciting. So,
of course, love doing
the show. It's beautiful. And love being a Hay House author. I love this company because it gives so much attention to the authors, and more than other companies. It's interesting. Yeah.
Well, and it's also something you've had your heart and design on. And this has to do with holding the vision and trusting and staying firm to what we see as a doable, our doable miracles, I call them. And you had this wish and hope, but you worked very, very hard, and you manifested
yes.
it. This is a formula for all of us, isn't it?
Yeah, and I want to tell our listeners how interesting it is, because 10 or 15 years ago even, I was seeing myself on Hay House as a Hay House author. And then, interestingly enough, the first my first book was actually bought by Random House. It's an amazing published house, but was not Hay House. And then I kept on seeing Hay House, and then my second book was published by Simon & Schuster. And I was disappointed because it was not Hay House, but it was a huge company again. And then I went back to Hay House, to Random House again. And I went on and on in all kind of published house. And I, at the very end, I stopped at Hay House exactly like I saw it 10 years ago. You know?
Yeah.
So I never gave up. So you never gave up on your dream and on your wish and on your vision.
That's right. Our next caller is from a 719 area code, 719. Let's see who's on the line from 719, if you will, with the little rhyming.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hi, this is Julia. How are you this evening?
Julia.
Hi, Julia.
Good evening. Yes,
well,
you're on with Carmen. Go ahead, please.
I know you were kind of running out of time here, so I'll be quick. We started house hunting this month, and I'm just calling to see what you see around us finding a home. We're looking to buy.
Oh, you will find a home. You'll find a home. You want to buy a home?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You'll find actually not only one. You'll actually find two that you like. One that is that will like more, but that can come later, and one that is available right away. And you're going to be torn because you will think which one you like. And it's interesting, they almost like come at once, both of them. But I'm 100% sure that you will find, you will actually decide on one pretty fast. And you'll be very happy in this one. It's quite a beautiful home. I see you in a house that is like a dream house.
Wow.
And it's a house that if you were supposed to buy this house 5 years ago, you couldn't even touch this house. So there's something about divine timing and divine intervention. You will actually be more happy than you even imagine at this point with the property in itself. For the quality, the value, the energy of the home and everything.
Wow. Do you get a sense of a time frame? Is it soon? Is it
it's
a couple
fast.
Months?
It's fast. It's fast. It won't even take that much time. I think that we're talking about in a matter of up to 6 weeks, something like that. You might have these two opportunities, and you decide on one. We're not talking about half a year later. You might talk about 2, 3, 4 months later. This is right around the corner. So my advice to you is to take charge right away and embark on doing it, because it's there. The house is yours. It's meant to be yours, and it's going to be yours.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm
well,
so excited for you.
Yeah, the market's ready for you to get that deal, Julia.
There's a man, David, there's a name, David, that has to do something with this house. And there is also one woman. Do you have a realtor or somebody helping you here, a woman?
Yeah, we got one, yes. Her name is Karen.
Karen, yeah. So through Karen, it looks like is this a middle-aged woman?
Yes.
Yeah, she's going to get it done for you.
This is so funny. Her slogan is, Karen gets it done. It's printed on her business card.
Bravo.
It's printed
Bravo,
on her
spirit.
Truck that she drives. I mean,
I probably read her business card on talking to you.
There you go.
Our
that
mind
so
has the
that...
ability to read everything and see everything.
That's amazing. Because, I mean, she has it printed on her car and everything. So it's so funny that you would say, gets it done. It's like, oh, my gosh. That's wild.
Thank you, Julia.
Thank you so much.
That validates that what I told you is true. This is the validation of the power of the message for you tonight, okay?
Yeah, you call Carmen back next time she's on and tell us about the new house, okay?
I will. Thank you both.
I love you.
Love you, too. Take
bye-bye.
Care.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that about caps it up for Spirit tonight. Isn't it great to be a conduit for truth, Carmen?
Yay! What's better than the truth?
Not much better than that. Nothing more holiness
Nothing.
Than that. Carmen Harrah, my guest, her website, Carmen Harrah, CarmenHarrah, CarmenHarrah.com. Check it out, the new book, Holiness. Angel, thank you for being on tonight.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I love you, Scott.
I love you.
And I
look
hope to be with you soon and be on your show and you be on mine.
I think that sounds like a great plan.
Yes.
Have a great evening in Miami.
All
right. Have a great evening down in Miami.
Okay. You too. Love you. Love everybody listening. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Carmen. And thanks to all our listeners out there. Join me Tuesday evening again, 7 p.m. Central, for another live edition of Positively Incorrect with your host, Scott Cluthie. Have a great evening, everybody.
You've been listening to Positively Incorrect with your host, Scott Cluthie, on Blog Talk Radio. All theme music provided courtesy of Mark May. Check out markmay.com. And thanks for listening to Positively Incorrect with your host, Scott Cluthie, on Blog Talk Radio.